issues are, Father. You know the need there. You know the solution. And you're the great healer, the great provider, and the great mender of relationships. So, Father God, whatever is going on there in that situation, I pray that your power will touch Kirk and his family and will rectify whatever issues that need to be rectified. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Bring peace, right?
Absolutely.
Bring peace. You know, we watch a program on Israel News almost every evening, and I like it. It's one of the Israeli sponsors that reports on the TBN network, and so it's a part of the TBN news. And he always asks that, you know, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And occasionally he will talk about, pray for the salvation, of Israel. And we do pray for that. And when war's going on, we know that Jesus is the only one that can bring peace.
That's right.
And so we just pray that that all of that attack and plan of the enemy would just, that strategy will be broken of the enemy over Kirk's family. In the name of Jesus. Kirk, thank you so much
for your support. That puts us over.
We added it in, and that brings us up to $89,531. We're getting close to hitting $90,000.
Almost $90,000.
Almost
$90,000. Let's get there before lunch.
Yeah, why not? Let's get there before lunch. That would be a great thing to do.
772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. We have phone lines available right now. We're glad to be hanging out with you today on this beautiful day.
Well, we have a donation coming in from Jane. And you know, this may be a monthly. I'm not sure. I may have to have this checked out. But
are your monthly senses tingling?
Well, you know, I have the maybe. I may not be as accurate as Karen was. She picked that one up right away on that 33 a month. But this is a $50 donation, and it's from Jane in Port St. Lucie. So
Jane in Port St. Lucie.
Jane in Port St. Lucie. We want to thank you so much, Jane. But we're going to check and see if this is a monthly or maybe it's a one time. We'll look to verify that. Number again, 772-221-1100. We did match up Madonna's gift. Thank you, Madonna, for your gift and for challenging others to come alongside of you and give as well. And so that brings us real close to $90,000. We're right now $468.50.
That's it.
I think
we can get there and further by lunchtime.
I think we can.
I think we got listeners out there that have been waiting.
They're ready.
They've been listening, you know, for a while just to see where we're at. And now's the time to call, 772-221-1100. You don't want to wait to the last minute when the phone lines are clogged all up and it takes forever to get through. Do it now.
Do it now.
772-221-1100. Or maybe you don't want to talk to anybody. That's okay, too. We understand that. We work in radio. We get that. So you can definitely make your contribution online. Go to WCNO.com, or you can text WCNO to the number 24365. That's WCNO to 24365.
You're going to want to stay tuned in. We have some special guests coming in just a few moments.
When I'm spent and restless,
oh my,
a thousand
I'm walk marks around for a second. What do we have? 4 minutes?
I gotta wake up.
Your crosses.
So is that
it's finished. Not one sin have I missed. You love me. You always have. You choose me. Just just as I am. You love me. You always have. When I say you're absent and I feel abandoned, you stir in the steel.
Now, I was going to check this donation and see whether it's a one time or whether it's a monthly, and I still haven't done that, so I've got to get that done. And that is for Jane, so I'm going to send that out to Sherry and see if she can check and see about that. I'm thinking that may be a monthly, but I thought this was a $30 donation, but actually it is a $150 donation.
Oh.
And so this has been processed, and this is matching funds, $150 matching funds.
Amen.
And so we certainly, we only have like 20 minutes because we have guests coming in.
Okay.
At the bottom of the hour. I mean, it could run into the guests, but then, you know, we're going to be busy with them. So.
Well, 117 is not quite the bottom of the hour. So we have, it's 1109.
So we should be able to match this up, $150.
Well, I hope, yeah.
So $150, and this is from Patty, and Patty is from Port St. Lucie.
And thanks for that call, by the way.
Thank you, yeah.
I won't say Port St. Lucie, a Port St. Lucie Patty, but I'll, you know.
Yeah, probably.
No, I won't say that.
You won't say that.
No, it's Patty from Port St. Lucie. We got it right.
Yes,
Patty, thank you so much for your support. And you know, we're in the third day of the second week, David.
Yep.
And sometimes, you know, physical fatigue, it impacts us in different ways.
It certainly does.
Yeah. And not Ben's young enough, it doesn't impact him at all.
No, he's pretty solid, this guy.
He's solid.
We are further along in our development. I would say mature, maybe a little overly mature.
And Ben's going to say, why don't we just give the phone number out so people who want to give can actually give and match up
with
Patty.
We can debate maturity later.
Surely there's $150 out there, you know, in configuration.
772-221-1100 is the number. 772-221-1100. I was thinking more venerability, not so much maturity.
there's maturity too.
I think we're all different levels of maturity. But
all right,
and I don't have many. But
Spirit of the Living God, let's go to that.
Okay.
Spirit, an old song, but a great song.
The living God,
fresh on us, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord. As we're here in your presence, Lord, come and touch us. Touch us with your fire, Lord, that we would be your instruments in the earth. Oh God, we need you, Lord.
Lift up your eyes and send your fears away. Salvation's born today. Jesus, the God whom angels fear, comes down to dwell with you, but not like rulers do. Bands, no royal shiny things. A manger for his cradle stands to hold the King of Kings. Emmanuel, Emmanuel. Shepherds, where the baby lies, and see his humble throne. Come and kiss the sun. Angels sang and praises rang. The heavenly choir soars to magnify the Lord.
Shall angels have their songs and men no tunes to raise? Oh, may the cross rejoice and give them glorious praise. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. God is with us. God is with us.
Write it down.
All right, you are on mic down there, Ben, and we have some numbers we need to get out. And if you notice, that actually is a Christmas song, and that is by Steve Camp, who many of our people remember from back several years ago. But Steve Camp is back, and he's releasing a lot of great music. I think he has, 16, 18 songs? And Emmanuel was his Christmas release, and he has some others that are coming out. And we're looking forward to seeing and hearing a lot more out of Steve Camp. He's right here in our community.
That's awesome.
Great pastor, and God's doing some awesome things with him, his wife, the congregation he pastors. And so it's great to have Steve Camp in town.
Absolutely. Maybe we can get him in here in the studio sometime.
He has been. He's actually has a promotional spot that's on air.
Excellent.
And he's come in. We've interviewed him a few times. When he has a new song getting ready to drop, we bring him in, and we're able to...
Yeah, so we have phone lines available right now, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And, of course, you can text us by texting WCNO to the number 24365. That's the letters WCNO in 24365. Just hit send on your cell phone, and it will send you a link and get that process started.
And we do have clarification. The donation coming from Jane in Port St. Lucie is a one-time $50 donation. That leaves us with $100 in matching funds yet to raise in the next, what? We have 8 minutes or 9 minutes,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah, 10 minutes, 11:30, so, yeah.
Give us your call.
Yeah, we've got phone lines open, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. And you can also give online. Maybe you don't want to make a phone call. There's many different ways you can give to us. Go to our website at www.wcno.com, and you can click on the link there, and that will get you started from giving online.
Excellent. Excellent. Make that call. Make that call. And we are going to continue to check. In fact, I'll check right now. We have time maybe for another song, but we have time for your call.
We do.
And we do have guests that are right outside of the window. I see them out here. This is going to be powerful.
There's people scurrying about out there. We've got some refreshments out there. People are getting all caffeinated up and ready to go for
sugared
that next
up.
Part. Yep.
Sugared up.
Like our people sweet.
Luann came in and spoiled us with bagels and cream cheese and
donuts.
Yeah. Everything except fruit and vegetables. We didn't have any fruit and vegetables.
Which is fine because, you know, we had some of that earlier today. So,
yeah,
you know.
That's true. We did. I started out with fruit this morning. Yeah. That was good.
We tried the best of intentions. Yeah.
Absolutely. $100 remaining to match up with Patty, who's going to be a partner with Patty in raising up this matching fund. So we had the $50 that just came in from, I think that was Joan. I believe it was Joan. And let's see.
Jane.
From Jane.
And that was in Port St. Lucie, I think,
Port
wasn't
St.
it?
Lucie. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Patty also is from Port St. Lucie. And $100, and we have about 8 minutes. Give us a call, 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. Going to go to a song. We'll be right back in just a moment. And keep your dial set right there at 89.9 because we're getting ready to have... The Three Amigos are going to be coming in here, and well, we already met one the other day. You met him, but we have two friends that's coming as well. Let's see if this is going to jump. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
772-221-1100.
Nobody loves me like you.
Every morning, it's like a picture that you've painted for me. A love letter in the sky. Story, I could have had a really different story. Save my life. Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I stand in awe of your amazing ways. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true. Nobody loves me like you. Breaking down the
Savior, I come, quiet my soul. Remember, redemption's here, where your blood was spilled. Everything I once held deep, I count it all as lost. Lead me to the cross where you have poured out. Bring me to my knees, Lord, I lay me down. Rid me of myself, I belong to you.
Oh, met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling with joy I am telling. He made all the darkness depart. When heaven came down and glory my Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away and my night was turned to day. When heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
WCNO 89.9. That was Crowder, wasn't it?
I'm not sure.
That sounded like Crowder to me.
Maybe.
What was the song?
Heaven Came Down.
I think that might be Crowder. Yeah.
That's an old song, but yeah. It's redone.
Yeah.
All right. We have our team coming in. Three Mighty Warriors. That's what you guys are. Nothing About Josh Amigos. Three Mighty Warriors. Three Mighty Warriors, and somebody brought in pizza. Who did that? Somebody brought in. Did John do that? You guys are shuffling around. You're in different seats.
I'm going to feed you guys.
And the phone lines are still open. So
they are.
772-221-1100 before we get set for this next time of fun and craziness. Does work good in here, right?
The AC does work. All right, we did fully match that up. We had a couple donations. That was a 150 matching fund, and we had Jane and we had David and Becky came in, and I thought there was a prayer request here. Where's the prayer request? I guess we'll find it. Here it is. Let's see. Okay, we have a prayer request. Lift up Becky's family. Her sister passed away a month ago. So, Father, we lift up Becky's family. Father, that you will comfort their hearts, that you will strengthen them, and that those in the family who may need to draw closer to you, that they will they'll be touched by the Holy Spirit, and they'll recognize the importance of living close to you, Father. And we thank you, Father, for giving peace in the midst of this great transition that's going on in this house, Father. Bless them. Thank you, Father, for their partnership today. We just lift them up.
Yes,
lift
Father.
Up David as well, in Jesus' name. All right. Thank you, Patty. Thank you, David and Becky. Thank you, Jane. And we just added all that in, and we are right now, let's see, $168.50. We got that 50 cents in there, Ben.
We did, yeah.
Someone's, you know, that 333 or 166 came with a 50 cent.
And it's kind of like the other day where it was 70,000 in a dollar.
Yeah, that happened. That happened the other day. And so right now we're just 168.50 away from hitting 89,000. We're getting close to 100, not quite there, but we're getting close. I want to thank all of you who have been partners. And now it is my... If we could have a drum roll, you know, drum roll, here we go, drum roll. Let's see, we all the mics are activated, so
we're lacking.
This is Photoshop taking place here right now. We're getting pictures. All right, Keith Masters, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
And we're all trying to finish up Little Caesar here. As thanks to John. Hey, that was quite good. That was quite good.
So my under Caesar with Caesar.
You guys are working hard.
Oh my! If my wife is listening, like Ben said, we don't need lunch brought in today because we wouldn't be able to eat another thing.
Yeah.
But thank you, John.
You're welcome,
John Nelson. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Great to have you with us. And who's this guy over here? This looks like Jim. Jim. Welcome, welcome, Jim.
No banks around here.
No.
We're all safe today.
Well, all right.
I bank with PNC, so I'm not going down there. They know me.
That 11 cents a day, right? That's what you were talking about.
Yes, sir. That's not wages right there.
Well, I have to tell you all what's going on here. Karen just took a call, and Jill from Delray Beach is calling in a pledge of $1,000.
Nice. Hey,
so
nice.
Good deal. That starts us out here heading into
Delray.
And yeah. So this is going to get us started this afternoon. This is going to be matching funds. Thank you so much, Jill. We'll put that out there. And phone lines are open, 772-221-1100. And do I have pizza hanging on my face?
No, you're good.
Oh, okay.
Good.
I'm
good. Don't worry. It's
I see
not
you
television.
Look in your mouth, and I'm like, oh, maybe I have some pizza, you know, maybe a pepperoni's
well,
out
Keith
there.
Keith had to wipe it off my shirt already.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take care of all of that. Well, Father, we just rejoice in you. Thank you, Father, for the opportunity of meeting like we are, knowing that someone is going to be listening over the next period of time that desperately needs to hear what's going to be spoken, Father. So I pray that hearts would be open. Thank you, Father, that you guide us, you direct what is spoken as well as what is heard. Thank you, Father, for your provision in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. All right, Keith, I saw you out there underlining, highlighting.
No.
You're the busy man.
No, James brought something to...
James did.
He was talking. He was talking about...
You mean James Weir, the same guy right over here?
Yeah. He was telling me out in the lobby about something that's going on that just started to happen.
Oh, okay.
And the Lord put it on my heart. I just went right to Ephesians 5 where we fight spiritual warfare.
That's right.
And so that's what I was showing him. That's exactly what was...
That was the right verse.
Right verse right there.
Wrestle so, not with flesh and blood.
Amen. Yep. Amen. Yep.
But principalities, powers, and rulers.
Well, yeah, and this is... I didn't do anything wrong. This is something that transpired through Martin County government. So I'm meeting these people today to try and address it, but it's gotten, I mean, it's gone off the rails.
So it's a little out of hand.
Well, yeah, and I'm expecting in this meeting to be attacked because the people that are at fault are going to be trying to get out from underneath what I'm going to be presenting. So they're in trouble. Well. They're in trouble. But, you know, like I was telling Keith, for me, I have to be humble. I've got to be humble. And sometimes I get excited, and it's not the easy. I'm serious. It bothers me, you know, because, you know, I don't have all the answers.
Yeah,
And not only that, you know, with your mouth, you can do a lot of damage with your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that.
It's true.
And that's the one thing I don't want to do. I don't want to do a lot of damage because I can be pretty snarky. And I just, you know... That's one of my prayers before I go in that meeting is God just puts a tether on my tongue.
Amen.
So that I don't say or do anything that would bring dishonor to him.
Amen.
The snarkiness, so,
yeah. That's Ephesians 6. I said Ephesians 5. I correct myself. Yeah.
And Ephesians 6. You know, this is a word I believe for all of our listeners today.
Yes, absolutely.
For the Father to. I used to pray that, Father, put a guard upon my mouth, you know, and it's easier to listen and to be silent than to have to go clean it up later.
It can be really difficult.
Yeah.
You know, Jonathan, that starts with be strong in the Lord. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power.
Yeah. His mighty power.
His mighty power.
There's the right way to correct somebody in a wrong way.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, depending on how much coffee I've drank. It's trying to keep a sense of direction for everything that's going on. I mean, with what we're seeing... with what they proclaimed Easter to be,
the
lights in New York, and I've been listening to you guys all. I listen to you guys all day anyway, and I got a lot of new people that I'm involved with in business are out there listening right now. You know, the one thing that you guys have touched on a little bit is
only a couple percentage points of people that proclaim to be Christians that go to church on a weekly basis actually put money back into the kingdom. They want these prayers, and you know I'm a street warrior like Keith, and I go into the jails and a lot of rehab centers and stuff, and the first thing I say is, what are you giving back?
Yeah.
You know, how is God going to bless me if I'm not blessing others?
That's right.
You know, and then there's people out there right now that are struggling really bad, and they're wondering why. Well, maybe try helping someone else. Maybe write a check to keep this radio station going.
Yeah,
there you go.
I mean, there's people in our community, and I say this every time I come on the radio, that are out there struggling in an addiction or struggling in some warfare. I've been being attacked for the last couple of weeks, but I know that God's my Savior, and I wake up in the morning and get on my knees and pray. But there's people that in this community that have so much disposable income, they could fund this radio station. And I'm not saying that God's going to bless you immediately. It's things that I've prayed for. This is the God's truth. Mm. For over 10 years are just now coming to pass.
Yep.
10 years ago. So am I faithful in waiting on Him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good question. Yep. And I read this yesterday, and you hit on it already again today. I hate to call it the Old Testament, but it is the First Covenant. Repeatedly, the admonition was, don't bring me your sick, your lame sacrifices. I God's saying, don't give me your leftovers. Don't give me what you wouldn't use yourself.
Right.
Don't say, well, you know, whatever's left, that's what I'm going to give to God. And back at some point, I put this into my notes as I was praying and preparing and a part of prayer and share back a few years ago. Don't bring your leftovers to God and expect God's best.
That's right.
Many people, they expect, you know, God, why aren't you blessing? Well, you know, the farmer has to plant the seed if he's going to get a harvest.
That's right.
And so this is for sure for
real.
And
it's like what the farmers have in faith. I grew up north in Michigan. And they didn't, you know, the guy didn't put the corn seed or the wheat in the ground and walk out there next week and say, well, I guess Lord ain't going to send me no corn this year.
That
ain't how it works.
No, and there's a lot of preparation that goes in even before you can put it in the ground.
Right.
And then, of course, there's once it starts popping, God's the only one that can send the rain. Well, this is Ben that is with us. And so, Ben, these guys are three great friends of this ministry, and they're friends of mine. And this gentleman next to you right here, this John guy that brought the pizza in, he's the one that got me out on a golf course. Which, you know, and even
I didn't get hit either.
You know, which is a shot.
Bonus.
That is a shot.
We're working on that tournament now for October, so we'll get you back out there.
You had Jay out there with you too, right?
First time ever my son's been on a golf course.
They had fun, didn't he?
He had a ball, and he's like, Dad, this is the first time I've ever done this, you know, and he loved it.
It was my son's third tournament. We got a lot of golfers, and he goes every couple weeks now.
John, tell us about your ministry.
FamiliesRecovery.org is we're coming through our 10th year, working on our 11th now. We started as Families.
10 years.
Families Against Drunk Driving is how it started. It was through personal tragedies. God helped us with that situation. And I went out seeking help with the drinking and driving situations in all aspects of legalities, cops, lawyers, blah, 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 state.
Right.
And we just couldn't get no answers or no help. So we decided we would start a 501c3. And, you know, I share this, and I'm not picking on myself. I have a seventh grade education. And this is how God will work. Mm. And this is why I'm talking about planting seeds with money into your guys' radio station. Not just me. God provides. Mm. I mean, write me a check, too, but.
Yeah, please.
I was able to do the IRS paperwork, 501c3 paperwork, without a lawyer or an accountant.
You did it.
Yes.
That thick.
And in turn, the IRS, it took time because they were being investigated at that time.
Right.
It took time to get that IRS to where I could actually get in touch with somebody up high because it was 18 months later. So long story short, I made a phone call, and this lady actually answered the phone in Washington.
Wow.
And she goes, God.
Yeah.
So she goes, what's the problem? I said, well, this is when we applied, and this is the receipt number, and da-da-da-da-da, and everything's there. 2 weeks later.
You got it.
I got it. You know, and we've been able to go on to help other people in the community. And this is what God wants. We're going to be teachers of what we've been taught.
Yeah.
Other ministries and 501c3s have blossomed because they don't have the money to pay. It's $2,800 to pay someone to do the paperwork that you can do yourself.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
You know, it's like the blind person. So, you know, and then 3 years after that, we opened up and we actually added a name. God put it on my heart, familiesrecover.org, because I'm in recovery. Who's affected the most? The family.
Families, yeah, absolutely.
The family. And we were trying to find something that was a little more attractive and appealing to people as a whole to want to contact us. So that.
And what do you do? How do you reach the family?
Well, you know, we're impact partners with you guys going on 3 years. We've worked with a lot of sheriffs, a lot of legal people, a lot of treatment centers. On the streets, you know, the law enforcement's come to us over the last couple of years. They do not want to put people in jail. They right. want people to get sober. Mm-hmm. And the girls with the trafficking, you all know, my girl died 5 years ago last week. She was being wow. trafficked at the end of her life. And we went on a mission because we can go places that law enforcement can't. Right? Wow. That doesn't make me some guy with a S on his shirt. It doesn't. But I come from the streets of Detroit, so I'm comfortable out there, and they trust us. So we've been actually able to get into the trafficking, sex trafficking world and help over 50 people.
That's wow. awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's just a worldwide issue.
Tell me about the kids. You do things to impact kids with the love of God.
You know, we take a lot of kids to the Miami Heat. We've had thousands of kids go down to the Heat games with us at Christmas. We used to do 4 bus trips a year. They used to have a free bus that Fox provided. So, you know, the Miami Heat, they help not just us. If you look at who they give, they're most sports teams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this year we were able to go on the 23rd of December. It was our 1,500th kid to walk into that stadium.
Wow. Nice.
And it comes from people helping us because I can't float it by myself.
Sure.
And, you know, and being on the radio and talking about it, the golf tournament, you know, we love helping kids.
Yeah, it's awesome.
You know, awesome. We got the one girl. We're going to get her on the radio soon. She's 8 months out of sex trafficking.
This is, wow.
Wow.
Got her kids
back.
This
is a rescue, right?
Oh, it's a rescue. And yeah. she's gone on to actually become a leader in a house. She was a nurse. She got recertified.
Wow.
Her kids are back in her life.
Wow.
You know, that's, we lose so many.
Yeah.
We lost 8 people in our circle in 2 months. Either wow. suicide or overdose. Mm. Just in my, and anyone that's sober knows, even in a church family, when you're dealing with, let's say there's 10,000 people sober in this area, yeah. per se,
yeah.
you lose that many people, that's a percentage point.
Yeah.
And it's bad. It's 400 people a day to overdose.
400
a day.
That's nationwide.
Yes. And we were on with Joe Lopez from Channel 5 the other day talking about recreational marijuana. It's a federal crime, but they're still going to do it because yeah. it's money.
Yeah.
You know, but
yeah.
what about our kids?
Yeah.
What about our kids? It's still a DUI if you get caught smoking pot and driving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, I don't know. We're here to raise money for you guys.
Well,
but if you need help, you can call me at 772-285-5828. We've had 2 people in the last 3 weeks from the station advertisements call me direct or call Sherry
really?
And ask for help. And 2 of them are actually getting help right now.
Wow.
Don't put that needle in your arm.
Praise the
don't
Lord,
pick
amen.
Up that bottle of vodka. There's,
just for today.
There's hope for today.
That's yeah, awesome.
Just for today.
That's
just
awesome.
For today.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Mm. Awesome.
You know me. I could go all day.
Well, I know I know that. And, you know, John, one thing that I really admire, I see the passion that is in your life to see people rescued. And mm-hmm. I know that out of personal hurt, God's done a special work in you. But I'm thrilled that you actually know the value of this ministry. When you have something going on, you let us know. And we bring you on air, maybe Absolutely. For 5 minutes. It's during Wednesday Live. It's, you know, some other program. And we promote that. You have your spots here. But you understand that our sole purpose here is to lift up Jesus
That's
and
right.
to lift up the arms of those of you who are out in the trenches doing the work, whether you're a pastor, you're an evangelist, an apostle, prophet, you know, teacher, whatever you're doing, we're here to lift up your arms. And a lot of people do not know the resources
right.
because the enemy has so successfully separated us and divided us that we do not know the strength when we come together, that's sure. released.
You know, and you shared it back in when my grandfather was about to die. He was 100
years old.
Yeah,
tell us again about that. That's
my
awesome.
Granddaddy was 100. He was in my grandma's life for 23 years. Their spouses both died, right. my grandpa and his wife. They got together in Miramar, and he probably kept her alive about 17 years longer than she should have lived. So fast forward, well, because he was always on the road. He was Italian, right. in New Jersey. He wasn't going to sit home. He went to breakfast every day of his life.
Wow.
Up until 17 days before his death at 100 years old. So they had this, my grandma came over from England in 1903. And she had this big, I got it. It's a big Bible. It's the old King James. Yep. And I'm talking, it's an 1800 version right. Bible. On their coffee table in Miramar, I never seen them go to church. I never seen them open that Bible. So it was, I don't know, about 8 days before he passed away, I walked in and I looked at him and I said, can I pray with you? And he just looked at me because he was scared to die.
Right.
My grandfather, he wouldn't let go because he was, he didn't know where he was going.
Right, right.
Right? So I talked to him a little bit about the Bible. He was never brought, even though Italian, and they're essentially pretty Catholic back yeah. in the day, he's 100 right. years old, never went to church.
Wow.
So we did the prayer, and you know what? He was able to go to heaven knowing where he was headed.
Yeah, and you're going to get to see him again.
That's right. That's and awesome. That's the beauty of it all. I mean, a lot that's of people out there scared to death. I mean, I'm not ready to go yet, but if I'll tell you what sobriety and loving the Lord has done for me. It could happen in this room because you know I'm on a transplant for my heart. There's no regrets.
Yeah.
There's no regrets. Now, would it destroy my kids and family? For a little while.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they know how I feel about that.
Right.
You know, I get to go home.
And you're ready.
I could go right now.
Ready. Yeah, sure. Sure.
Especially
sure.
after what happened with Sunday and what day they tried to name it.
yeah.
I mean, what an appalling day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where the church is at. They should be staying
yeah,
around.
No. I've been waiting so I could. I'm going to jump
get
in.
Get it, baby.
Are you coming? Now. You coming in?
I'm coming in because
coming in.
Don't listen. Don't fall into that trap because that's exactly what they want you to
exactly.
do is become furious. And here's what I've got to say to my fellow Christians. They offended our Lord and Savior Jesus.
Yeah.
You can't do that. So let's just sit back and watch what the King does. That's what I got to say.
You know, James, I was out on the road. I was out on the street on Saturday sharing the word. And there was a woman that came up to me. And she started talking about politics. She follows Jesus, but she started talking about politics. And I asked her, I said, well, you know, what side do you vote for? She goes, well, I don't like that guy on the right. I don't like that guy, the Republican. I'm a Republican, but I don't vote for that guy.
Yeah.
And we know who she's talking
yeah.
about.
Mm-hmm, sure.
She's talking about him. So I said, well, how do you say that you support Jesus, but you go against the word of God? Because now what you're doing is you're supporting abortion.
Oh.
You're supporting abortion. Murder. You're supporting gay marriage. You're supporting everything that God says is a sin.
Supporting Hamas.
Supporting. Mm-hmm. The word of God says, Jesus said, I came to give life and I came to give it abundantly. Right? So how do you sit there and support? Because you're voting for this now, and I don't think she realizes what she was doing.
Many people don't.
I don't think she realizes what she is doing.
They don't correlate the two things.
She is voting and supporting, right, for killing babies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yet she says she's a follower of Jesus.
Yeah.
How about dethroning Israel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How
right.
about
right.
how about Hamas, who is on the same ground as the Philistines
yeah.
that David killed Goliath on?
Right.
They're on the same real estate.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to vote for that side, and you're going to go to church and raise your hands.
Yeah.
But you are you that uneducated?
You know, people. I was just on the way here. The Lord,
right?
the Holy Spirit,
yep.
put. It's like you're voting. You're voting for the Democrats who are opposed to. Who are opposed to life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pro-life. They're opposed to it. So you're voting Democrat, saying you support Jesus. You're voting Democrat, supporting abortion. But then maybe you go out on the, you know, out on the street, or you donate money when an envelope comes in.
Yeah.
You don't know where you stand.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing the right thing because you don't like a person. And he's a brother in Christ.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh. He's a brother in Christ.
Well,
clearly.
And I think
clearly.
That's part of the reason why our radio station is so important, because
there's so many media outlets that are influencing these people.
Absolutely.
Where are they getting their information from?
From the right.
They're getting it all from the mainstream media.
They own
and
the
they
media.
Don't get to hear a conflicting viewpoint. So they are only following what the media is telling them.
Right.
They're and they haven't buying, really thought about it.
They're right. now buying up all the media in Florida.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Yeah. They are heck-bent.
Yeah.
On taking over the media in Florida, not just here, but Texas as well.
That's right.
And we need to give the phone numbers because we're raising money.
Give them out. Yeah. Give them out. Yeah. Give them out.
772-221-1100. Right. That's 772-221-1100.
Thank you. And you know, you're talking about the buyout. We have had a large number of people trying to buy this station.
Oh, I believe that.
No doubt.
And so, you know, and it seems, this is shocking to me. When I think about this, sometimes in the body of Christ, and I'm part of the body of Christ, we're so hesitant to put our money really where Jesus is, and you were talking about that, and put our vote there, right. put our faith there,
right.
and step out and
right.
stand up,
right.
yeah. you know, and yet in the world, whether it's a Chuck E. Cheese or, you know, whatever, the money's going to be there for the country club, the money's going to be there for